All right, and we've become fast friends here at the radio station, Trinity Chapel Church. We love to welcome them back in. It is Charlene Lauver and her guest this morning, Pam, Trinity Chapel Church. This is my story. Good morning, Charlene.
Good Friday morning, Brittany, and to City of Du Bois and surrounding communities. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am Charlene Lauver, pastor of Trinity Chapel Du Bois, inviting you to journey along with me for the next 25 minutes of storytelling. My only request is that you would agree to allow your heart to be enlarged, challenged, healed, transformed by the renewing of your mind. I pray we will all be changed into the likeness of Christ. Oh Lord, that we would have ears to hear your voice. I welcome you to This Is My Story. As a pastor, I hear many stories of those who battle worry and fear in their daily lives. I not only listen intently to their stories, but I see the destruction worry has caused. Worry is a liar and a thief. It steals the very life and breath from a person. One is often left with feelings of despair and hopelessness. The visible evidence in their lives results in anxiety, depression, and health problems. So, what do we do? Is worry a continuous companion to our daily walk in life? Is there no way out of this? Do we simply say, such is life, deal with it? In this very difficult world, it would seem inevitably that worry will have its way in our lives. Once again, allow me to point out, worry is a liar. There is another way. But God. But God knew we would struggle with this word called worry and its debilitating effects on our spirit, mind, and body. Jesus did deal with it by confronting it and letting us know we will worry, but we are given hope and promise that our worry does not get the final word. Rather, God does, but there is a stipulation. Only if we allow him. God points us to his love and care for us and the value he places on our lives. He calls us to make a trade out. Worry for trust. Trust in him. For it is written, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts. This comes from Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. So allow Jesus to be your companion to overcoming worry in your life. Jesus speaks to us directly about worry in Matthew 6, 25 through 27. Do not worry. It is a command. Jesus begins with these very words in verse 25. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add 1 hour to your life? I can promise you, in fact, guarantee you, worry will steal minutes and days from your life. So, I have a few questions for you. What do you give your breath to? We all know life is fragile, and we do not know the hour or time we will take our last breath. What if we were intentional about what we give our breath and life to? What if we followed the words of Jesus and valued our lives as much as he does for us? What if we choose to follow Jesus' command? Do not worry. Today, I would like to introduce to you Pam Fennell, whose story will offer you the opportunity to do just that. You choose not to allow worry to have its way in your life. Pam will share her battle with worry and the amazing healing and deliverance from worry. Pam, please share with us your story.
Good morning, and thank you. And I am so excited to tell you my story. For in it, you will hear victory and freedom over anxiety and worry. If I were to give a title to my story, it would simply be, I can't. God can, so I'll let him. I began experiencing anxiety and worry as a child. For as long as I can remember, I believe something was missing in my heart, and I attributed it to being adopted as a newborn. I knew in my head God took care of me even then, as I was adopted by a family who loved me and provided for me and encouraged me, taught me, disciplined me, and raised me in a church where I accepted Jesus as my Savior. Yet, I continued to think, something must be wrong with me that my mother would give me away. I worried. What if my adoptive family chooses to give me away too? I decided, if I do things flawlessly, if I'm responsible, if I'm obedient, if I please them, they will see my worth and not just give me away. The root of my anxiety and worry was fear. I lived for many years with fear of failure, fear of rejection and abandonment, fear of unworthiness and just not being enough. My habit of fear-based worry left me in a state of distraction, anxiety, defeat, and depression. Throughout much of my life, I tried to fill the emptiness in my heart with various things: perfectionism, people-pleasing, performance, success, education, relationships, and even religion. All the things that I tried to fill that empty hole in my heart provided only temporary relief. Another common thread in my response to things I worried about was a desire to be in control. When I worried, I thought I was in control. Even if I was worrying about things that were out of my control, I thought, well, at least I'm doing something. As I played out in my mind potential outcomes or imagined worst-case scenarios, I felt in control. I believed if I worried enough, nothing was going to happen to me without me being prepared to face it. Worry had such a grip on me that in certain situations, I worried that I didn't worry enough. Worry took a lot of my emotional energy. It tired me out. It interfered with my health. It stole my joy and did not change or fix one thing. I wanted to stop living in fear, but I couldn't do it on my own willpower. And believe me, I tried. I participated in therapy, took medication, yet still experienced fear, anxiety, and worry. One morning, I was reading a devotional which raised the question, "Who do you worship?" And in my head, I answered, "I worship the one true living God." Well, I continued reading. It said, "Whatever holds the chief place in your heart is what you will worship." I started thinking. I only worry about things that I care about. I worry about people and things I value and see worth in and love. As I finished reading, I realized I was not worshiping God with my whole heart, my soul, and my mind. People, things, my real and my perceived problems held the chief place in my heart. I was not trusting God. I now knew that my issue with fear, anxiety, and worry wasn't physiological. It was a spiritual problem, and I needed a spiritual solution. I asked God to forgive me for not putting him first. I knew the hole in my heart was for him, and I made the decision, "God, now you have the chief place in my heart." I believed lies for many years, many, many lies. I went to the Bible searching for truth. About my adoption, I found, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father," Romans 8:15. God, the creator of the universe, is my father. I am the daughter of the king. Lies about fear of abandonment, I found. "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Joshua 1:9. "I know I am never alone. He will never leave me." About fear of failure, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Isaiah 41:10. And I started to believe, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Philippians 4:13. My fears were not from God. His word said, "For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind." 2 Timothy 1:7. And I found that God had something better to offer me. Peace. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27. Major evidence of the victory occurred in 2013 when my grandson was born with a congenital heart defect that went undetected at birth. When he was 12 days old, he had an appointment with his healthcare provider at 9 a.m. in the morning. All was well, and we were told he is perfect. By 2 o'clock that same day, he was admitted to the neonatal intensive care unit, fighting for life. I had a choice to make. I could either worry or I could trust God, but I couldn't do both. Out of my distress, I called to the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. Psalm 118:5. This I declared about the Lord, that he alone is my refuge, my place of safety, and I trust him. Psalm 91:2. I made the decision right then and there. I will trust God no matter what. I found safety, security, and peace in my Creator. I knew we were safe in God's arms. Was it easy? No. There were battles we faced during the next 9 days. At one point, his heart stopped. He needed resuscitated and was rushed for emergency surgery. And I claimed Isaiah 35:4, "Be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come to save you." God came and revealed himself in mighty ways as my grandson fought for life. God saved my grandson's life. His heart defect was repaired. He's now 8 years old, healthy, and full of life. And I know, without a doubt, God delivered me from the strongholds of fear, anxiety, and worry, and gave me the faith I needed to trust him. My story is not about religion. It's about a growing relationship with God. 1 Peter 5:7 told me to cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. During the experience with my grandson, I realized God would not just take away my fear, anxiety, and my worry. I had to give them to him so he could replace them with his peace and give me strength and wisdom. I also had to give my grandson to him. I trusted God no matter what the outcome was going to be. As God became bigger in my life and my faith increased, fear, anxiety, and worry became smaller. Now I see God bigger than any situation I face, even when I don't know the outcome. I learned I must keep my eyes on him, not on myself, not on other people, not on the problem, not on the circumstance, on him. God set me free, but it's my responsibility to maintain the freedom. The word of God directed me through that process. One of the first steps in releasing control of my life to God was to get control of my thoughts. 2 Corinthians 10:5. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. I learned if I do not feed the thoughts that cause me to fear, they will not grow. I stop destructive, dark thoughts within 30 seconds of them entering my mind. And I replace them with life-giving thoughts, scripture, praise, gratitude, and prayer. This is my maintaining my victory verse. It comes from Philippians 4, 6 to 7. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, give your requests to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Did you hear in this verse the command? Do not be anxious about anything. So, as an act of my will, I refuse to worry. I pray for what I need. If I could worry based on fear, which did not change or fix anything, I could pray based on trust in God, who is faithful and can do all things. God changed me from a worrier to a warrior, a prayer warrior. Example, "Lord, when I'm afraid, I will trust in you. For you haven't given me a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. When doubts fill my mind, your comfort gives me renewed hope. I offer thanksgiving to God for what he has done and for what he will do. And I set my mind on uplifting things." Philippians 4:8 says, "Whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things." I'm victorious over fear, anxiety, and worry because I put my trust in God. An important lesson I learned is I cannot trust my feelings. My feelings fluctuate. I can't see the overall big picture. How I feel does not change who God is. I believe God is good. He never lies. He never changes, and he knows everything. Therefore, I will trust in him with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. In all my ways, I'll acknowledge him, and he directs my path. I will fight the good fight with faith and not live by my feelings. I'm done chasing feelings. God is the only security that keeps me from fearing and worrying about the unseen. Because I am secure in God, I don't have to fear. When I don't have to fear, I don't have to be anxious and worry. So in this process, fear and worry are replaced with faith. I trust God is in every situation that I can't make sense out of. He strengthens me, he helps me, and he gets the glory.
Well, that was beautiful, Pam. Thank you. Thank you so much. Pastor Charlene Lover, Trinity Chapel Church, if we want to continue this conversation, because unfortunately, I feel like I could listen to you forever, but if we want to continue that conversation, if we ourselves have that worry inside of us, where do we go?
To God. Right straight to God, we get that relationship with him that we know he is our Father who meets all our needs. And when we understand the depth and breadth of his heart for us, worry will fade away. Worry will have no stronghold over us, and worry will die, and life will begin.
It's wonderful. This is My Story, Trinity Chapel Church, West Scribner Avenue here in Dubois. Trinity Chapel Church, a big thank you to Pastor Charlene Lover and Pam Fennell. A big thank you to both of them for being this morning on This Is My Story.